That's when the puck came down.
Yeah.
You know, this is such an odd season. It's another one where, you know, the last 5 weeks or something, you guys are just decimated with injuries. Trade deadline happens. A couple guys get removed there. Before that, though, and Pazzi's mentioned this a couple times, did it feel, were there times where it felt like we're this close from kind of going on a, what we want to do eventually is, you know, string some wins together, that kind of thing?
Yeah, there was times, for sure. I wish there was a few more of them. Obviously, the injury bug caught up to us. I think it was, you know, 2-3 months ago, we had some big wins against some tougher teams and played the right way, had some really good goaltending and ended up in some good situations. And that's, at the end of the day, what we're looking for in that room is to find that consistency and be there on a nightly basis. And all you need to do every single night is give yourself a chance every night. And it's that chess match of figuring it out and how to do so against any particular team.
Eric, at the start of the season, you had a couple new defensemen come in, Severson and Provorov. Do you feel like that there was quite an adjustment period at the start of the season with a couple new guys into the mix like that?
Yeah, anytime you move around, there's a settling in process that needs to happen to get comfortable, figure out what your role is, figure out where you slot in the lineup, you know, in the dressing room, personality-wise and whatnot. So there's definitely a little bit of that.
Consecutive seasons allowing 300 goals. Do you feel like that, like the system, like you guys, there was some improvement there? What do you feel like needs to happen to really start to get that number going in the right direction?
A number of things. Number one, I think everybody needs to understand that allowing 300 goals against really sucks. It's not the recipe for success. That's something that we all need to, you know, you look at yourself in the mirror and you decide whether we're going to take care of this or we're not. And it's a full commitment. It's 100% commitment to taking care of that. And, you know, we have the ability to score. And if you score 4 goals in a game, you should win that game in the NHL. You really should. So we shouldn't be losing. With the offense that we can create, there's no way we should lose tight games, 5-4, 6-4, you know, 6-5, stuff like that. Like, that number does need to come down.
From your time around the league over the years, not that you're really old, but what's the difference between teams that make the playoffs and teams that don't make the playoffs? What's the biggest attribute?
It's a loaded question. It's a great question. Certain teams are different. I've played on playoff teams where we were very high scoring. I think that number, that defensive number, really needs to come down. That gives you a chance every night. If you're allowing, you know, 2 goals a night, that's making it very difficult in this building to win a game, or in any building for that matter. So you bring that number down first and foremost. You're looking at, you know, playing hard defensively, blocking shots, doing that kind of stuff. Like, that really brings a group together, and getting that number down. I mean, if you can't score more than 2, that means you got to stop us from, you know, scoring anything more than that, which is going to be difficult because we can score. So that would be the first one.
What would you say about the culture of the locker room?
Yeah, we I think we took a step forward this year. There's some massive steps that need to be taken in that department as well. You know, I think I counted this morning, I think it was like 42 different guys or something like that suited up for us this year, which is a large number, and having that consistency without injuries and timing of those injuries is going to be huge, obviously. It's something that we're going to take a look at this summer and come back ready to go next year.
A year as a captain for you on this team, what has that been like for you? And have you felt your leadership role in this team has grown throughout the season with a lot of new guys coming in too?
Yeah. I'm still just as proud to wear that as I was day one, and I'll do that, and I'll wear it proudly every day. I just try and be me. I've been, it's crazy to think that I'm, in terms of games played, the most experienced guy on the team, because I haven't really been around for that long. But I'm very proud to wear it. I take it very seriously, and you know, at the end of the day, my job, when you're wearing something like that, you have to come in and be right every single day. You know, some days you have you know, some practice days you have 80% to give. You blocked a shot the night before, something like that. But no matter what, you have to give 100% of that 80% that's available to you, and be sharp. And when you don't feel good, still got to figure it out. That's my job. So, you know, I take a lot of pride in that.
One of the bigger challenges for you guys as NHL players is, I think, finding roles, right? Like, you're all stars when you're in juniors or whatever, mm-hmm. and you got to know who you are and all that. This year you set career high numbers. I know you hate talking about them and you hate talking about yourself and all that, but you set career high offensive numbers this year. Were there times that where you'd make a play or score a goal or whatever, you thought, like, I knew I have that in the
oh yeah bag. Oh yeah, for sure, yeah. For sure. You know, the past few years I've put a lot of thought and effort into, you know, sometimes the best defensive play you can make is making the correct offensive play. You know, just playing 200 feet away from our net, I say that all the time. You have to have the ability to do that in the O zone as well as the D zone. My play with the puck decisions, just, you know, making sure I make the right play is, you know, helped me out this year.
Is that an intentional pass, Austin?
It was an intentional pass to John, and I missed him. I saw Neil's back door, but I saw John in front of the net, and I was going at him. I didn't have much time, and the puck was rolling, so I had to settle it quick. But I was looking to get it to John, and he could probably find Neil's back door, but it worked out the other way.
That's quite a goal, too, that he scored. Eh?
Like, yeah, tough angle. Tough angle. Yep.
Last one I have for you is kind of going back to, I guess, the consistency thing is just what you guys went through at the beginning of this season. Right before training camp, I don't know if it's unprecedented, but it's definitely rare that you see your coach out before it happens. Pazzi comes in, tough situation. I'm wondering what you thought of the job that Pascal Vincent did this year and his staff, given that, and just this was his first year as an NHL head coach.
Yeah, it was his first year as an NHL head coach. That's an extraordinarily hard job. It really is. I've had more coaches than I've had years played in the NHL, and it's very difficult. And I thought I did a really good job of being open-minded to his leadership group. You know, obviously everybody makes mistakes throughout the year. He was cognizant of those mistakes and willing to make those changes, which is a very, very good sign. I thought he came up with a good game plan for us on a nightly basis. I like his systems. You know, we had our disagreements here and there, but everything was taken professionally, not personally, which is a big in our business. And I really enjoyed having him as a coach.
David Juracek, he literally had an up and down season going and coming back and all. What did you see from him? And also, how can you and the other veteran defensemen help him out in his career?
Yeah, you don't want to overload a young kid with too much information. You know, I think being a defenseman in this league is difficult. Guys are really good. Guys are really good, and you can get beat a million ways plus one. Guys are super creative. They're quick, and he's learning. And you know, at times, were we playing well enough to support his young abilities? Maybe not. But, you know, for him, just continuing to work on his game, staying positive with it, being, you know, I think on an individual basis, being not hard on yourself, but being very honest with yourself in a positive way. Again, being professional with yourself, not personal with yourself, is a big one. Because he's got a ton of talent, he's got a ton of ability, and we're going to need him to be a good player for us very soon.
You talked earlier about the culture. Topic of accountability, do you feel like that's going in a good place within the team? I know certain guys might take it a little bit differently, but do you like where that's going?
Yeah. And if you don't have accountability, if you sweep stuff under the rug, you're going to be in trouble. I think, you know, small problems that need to be dealt with right in front of you, I think it's always best to take care of them as they're small problems before you sweep them under the rug and they become big problems. That's when you're in trouble. So, you know, when we talk about getting better, that's a portion of it that I think needs to get better. And we can do that. We took steps towards that this year.